A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Memvav, Nedarim 46a, pagination is 91. We're dealing with a principle which is referred to in its general sense as Adam Oser Davar Shabirishuso Lichashayetse Mirishuso. Can a person forbid something while it's in his possession, that prohibition should remain even when it leaves his possession? Cases include, he may sell the item, eventually he'll die and the item will move on to the inheritors. Another case that we encountered previously on Daf Mem Beis was that Shvius stepped in. The person made a prohibition on the produce, but then the produce is no longer his. It becomes ownerless with Shvius. Will his neder remain on the produce? This takes on two different applications. One application is when a person is forbidding his own item, he owns it, and he's forbidding it in such a permanent way that even when it leaves his possession, our question is, will it remain prohibited? It also takes the flip side application, where a person forbids something owned by somebody else, and we want to know, will the prohibition remain in place even when that someone else no longer owns the item? Does it affect the item, or does it only affect while it's in that person's possession? And in simple terms, we discussed this and came to the conclusion that it depends what the wording is that he uses to cause the prohibition. If he says, Nechasim Elu, this property, then it's going on the asset, it's going on the object, and that will remain in force even when it changes possession. If, however, he says, Nechasai, my property, or the other person's property, then as soon as the item is no longer that person's property, it will no longer be prohibited. Part of the source material that we brought on Daf Mem Beis 42 is from today's discussion. So we begin on Daf Mem Vav 46, the last words of the Mishnah before the Gemara begins. So it's about midway on the page at the end of a line. Ha'omer lachaveru, a person says to his friend, Konam leveischa she'eni nichnas v'sodcha she'eni lokeach, I'm making a vow against your house that I won't go into it, or your field that I will not buy it. Mace, once the owner dies, o shemachro la'acher, or he sells it to somebody else, mutter, it's going to be permitted, because the wording of the neder was only while it's yours. Konam bayis zeh she'eni nechnas, sada zu she'eni lokeach. If, however, he said it on the item, on the house, on the field, meso shemachro la'acher aser, when he dies or he sells it, it's still going to be prohibited. Let's skip to the Gemara, which is on the beginning of the next daf. So we're on Mem Zayin Amar Aleph now, 47a. And you'll see a question, Bo'i Avimi of Avimi. The question goes as follows. Konam levayis ze sha'ata nichnas. If a person who owns a house says a very strong vow, he says a vow on the house, regarding the house, that a certain person should not be allowed to come in. And the reason he's allowed to make the vow now is because he is the owner. And as the owner, he can prohibit people from benefiting from the house. But he's wording the neder in a very forceful way. He's saying, bayis ze, not beisi, my house. He happens to own the house, but he's saying, bayis ze, this house. To the point that he is trying to prohibit, or his wording implies, that it should be prohibited on this other person even after this owner is no longer the owner. Meis esha mochro la'achem mahu. Once he dies or he sells it, what is the halacha? And this is the thing that we've been discussing the entire time. Adam oser davar shebirshuso, a person prohibiting an item that is currently in his possession, so he has power to prohibit it. L'cheshayetze mirushuso, can he prohibit it to the point that it'll remain prohibited even when it leaves his possession, olo or not? And the Ran explains that the statement from the Mishnah, and that which we were dealing until now, was the person prohibiting on himself, even when it changes possession. And that we understood, and we are reconciled that that's been resolved. If I prohibit on myself this house, then even when the house changes owners, I remain prohibited regarding that house. Whereas if I would have said your house, when it's no longer your house, it becomes permitted to me. But over here, the owner is prohibiting other people from benefiting from the house. And Avimi is questioning if it's possible to prohibit someone from benefiting from the house after you no longer own it. I understand right now you own it, and right now you can make a neder. But once you don't own it, it's like prohibiting something belonging to your friend on your friend, which you can't do. I can't say you should be prohibited from benefiting from your pen. It doesn't work. I can't infringe on that because it's not mine. Here also the question would be, once you relinquish ownership on the item, the other person is entitled to acquire it. If it becomes hefker, for example, in the case of Shavius, once you relinquish ownership on it, can the neder from when you did own it affect the item when you don't own it? Amar Rava, Rava answered, Tashema, come in here. Ha'omer levno, a person says to his son, Konam she'iata neneli, you will not be allowed to benefit from me, umes, and now the man's dead. Yiroshenu, he will inherit, because he's no longer benefiting from the person. The person is not the owner of the assets anymore. However, if the father said a much stronger wording, b'chayov uvimoso, during my lifetime and in my death, you shouldn't benefit from me, umes, and then he died, lo yiroshenu, you can't inherit, because he can actually impose a restriction on the assets while he's owning them, but he can impose a restriction on them that will affect them even after he passes on and is no longer the owner. That imposing of the neder will work and will restrict the son from inheriting. Shma mina, what you see from this proof of the father making the vow regarding his son, is Adam osa davar shebirushuso liche sheyetze mirushuso. A person can even prohibit something that's in his possession for when it leaves his possession. A person can do such a vow and it will restrict use, shma mina, and it's a good proof. And that tells us that the entire sugya that we're looking at here is symmetrical, whether you're prohibiting your item on somebody else or you're prohibiting someone else's item on you. The key will be what the wording was. If the wording was on the item in a permanent way, it will be binding even after ownership changes. If it was only because he is the owner, then once it changes ownership, it would become permitted. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.